Okay, this is Parak Tess in Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas. First, we're going to do some general halachas. Halach Aleph, kol mistamin ben nagayim, afilu katam ben yomo ve'avadam. So anyone can get tzaraas, whether it is even a child who's a day old or servants. However, non-Jews or non-Jews who live in Israel cannot get it. Anyone, technically speaking, can inspect the nega. And a person can inspect any other type of nega, any type of blemish, except those of his own. Halacha beis. Af bisha kol k'shirin liros negayim batuma v'tarat tluya b'koyim. So even though technically speaking, everyone's allowed or capable of actually diagnosing a impure or not impure nega, really the kohen is the person who's in charge. Ketzad kohen sheni yodei liros. So let's say a kohen is unschooled in how to diagnose tzaraas. Chacham rahu. Chacham shows him. He'll say, that's Tame, and the Kohen will answer, that's Tame. And so too, Tahar. He's Giro, but who must Giro? So he'll say, what do you call it? You have to go isolate that guy, and he puts him in quarantine. So even if the Kohen is a minor, or if he's mentally incompetent, the Chacham can tell him what to say, and then he can go ahead and make the final determination, opoter or soger, whether it means to discharge him or quarantine him. The Medvar Morim. So when is the supply? That's when the Kohen needs and relies on the words of the Chacham. Let's say the Kohen relies, let's say he relies on his own understanding after seeing the Nega. Also, Liros Nega Mikol Negaim, he's not allowed to go ahead and actually assess any blemishes, Asherin or Rabo, until basically he gets the proper instruction and smicha from his Chacham. Yabaki Bechol Negaim, and he's an expert in all types of blemishes, the Vishmosan, their names. So he's basically becomes an expert and qualified to assess blemishes on people, clothing, and houses. So a Kohen who makes the wrong diagnosis says someone who's Torah is Tameh or vice versa, he hasn't done anything. Let's say someone who has Saraz who's healed, whether it is during the time of isolation or the time of actually getting diagnosed. Even after many years, he is considered tamei until the Kohen actually tells him and certifies him as being tahor. So the Kohen is unable to make the proper diagnosis of tuma until he's actually able to see the area. He focuses on it at the of the skin, the place of the blemish and the skin outside of it. So the Kohen who makes the initial diagnosis is the same Kohen who must diagnose after the first week and second week of isolation. And he's the one who goes ahead and puts him in isolation, determines if it's Saras or not, or exempts him. Mesa Kohen, Shiro, Tchila, let's say the Kohen who diagnosed it died, Oshachola, or gets sick, Ro Kohen Acher. So different Kohen can take over. Veneshin Yachalatama, or Pishon. However, the second can't make him impure based on an increase in size, in Yodea, in Pasha, in Lopasa, Larishon. Because only the first one knows that there's actually an increase in size. The Kohen is trusted to say negazet pasa, venegazet lo pasa. He can say whether or not the Kohen, the blemish increased or not. The seir lavan ze kadam as a beharis, or beharis zu kadam as a lavan. So too, he can know whether the white hair came before the blemish or afterwards. Lachay chalal pasal l'riyas negayim. So a chalal Kohen, which is a Kohen, is pasal basically. He cannot diagnose blemishes. Nemar echal marav konim. He has to be in the state of being a Kohen. About Bali Mumin, Kshirin, but someone, a Kohen who has a Mum, like a blemish, he's Kashal the Rias Nagayim. He can go ahead and diagnose blemishes. As long as he's not blind, even if he's blind in one eye. If you look Kohen Shekoha, Me'or Einav, even if a Kohen, he's starting to lose his sight, Lo Yuras Nagayim, he should not diagnose blemishes, and MR, the Cholmar, and A Kohen. Allah above, Ein Ron is Nagayim. Elabayom, you don't diagnose blemishes only during the day, being the haskir, being the hachle, being liftar, whether it needs to put them in isolation, whether to determine its ras or to exempt them. So when you come to this inspection, you're not inspected early in the morning, or let's say close to nighttime or inside a building or when it's cloudy outside, because then what looks dark will look light. But not in the afternoon, because then what's bright will look dark. So when you look at them, there's only a few times during the day, fourth and fifth hour in the day, eighth and ninth hour of the day. It doesn't matter if the blemish is a a blemish on a person, or if it's on clothing and houses. Every day. So every day you can go ahead and diagnose, Cohen can diagnose blemishes except for Shabbos and Yontov. Let's say it turns out the seventh day of a person's quarantine comes out on Shabbos and Yontov. So we push it off for a day. So there's both a leniency and a stringency with such a policy. So it could be because in Shabbos is the day that he's supposed to be diagnosed to become Tamei. Maybe the next day, by the time the next day comes, the signs of Tumah disappear. And it's possible he's Torah right now. It's possible because that extra day, now Simani Tahor appear. We don't determine his status until the time of actually the normal time of diagnosis after Shabbos is over. So let's say a chasan, someone who just got married, finds a blemish, knows called Shimon Mishta. He gets to celebrate his 7 days of partying. So too, if the saras appears on his clothing or in his house, we don't diagnose it until after the party. So too on a holiday, no solo koimos regal, he gets all the days of the holiday. Shnemar v'tzibak koin if he was the bias. Imim tina Torah ledavar harishur shloi tamu. Okay, love kavachom ledavar mitzvah. So if the Torah gives an optional, so to speak, state that when it comes to skam, don't become tamei. So too certainly when it comes to davar of mitzvah. Lachatas imaskirim lo machlitim lo pochin al yom shira bo betchila o b'shvi o b'yom yudgimel manigarim shemaskirim mehen shnei shavuos. So. A person should not be put into quarantine or determined to have tzaras or exempt, except for the day that A, the first time the blemish is inspected, on the seventh day of isolation, and on the 13th, by those blemishes that you isolate for 2 weeks. And they should yom shvi, o leminyan shavua rishon, because the seventh day counts as the first week, leminyan shavua sheni, and for the second week, b'chol negayim. So that seventh day counts for both. B'negayi adam, b'negayi batim v'gadim. Whether it doesn't matter if the negayim are for people, the blemishes on people, houses, or clothes. So a person is not put into quarantine, okay, nor is if he gets a sign that tells him that definitively that he has saras. And person who has already been determined to be tame, right, is not what it called again determined to be tame if he's another nega. Lo maskirin oso besochi me chaluto. So he's not isolated during the time after he's already been determined at Saras. If another blemish forms that you would think he should be put into quarantine for. But let's say he had two blemishes, let's say, and then one was diagnosed and then disappeared, another one came. You can actually tell the guy you're isolated because of this blemish and you're determined at Saras because of this one, or vice versa. It doesn't matter at the initial diagnosis, at the end of the quarantine, or at the end of the first or second week. You don't look at two blemishes as one. Whether it's a two or one person, so he has to isolate and determine that one exclusive blemish. Let's say a person has a blemish and he comes to the Kohen for diagnosis. Basically, you can't put him in the waiting room. You can't tell him go back and go and come back later on. Rather, you have to diagnose him immediately. Let's say two people come to the coin. So what does he do? He examines one person first and then determines whether it's quarantine, exemption, or tzaras, and then goes back and takes care of the second one. Finally, so it's not a Kohen doesn't have to look everywhere in the person's body to determine whether there is a nega. For instance, he doesn't have to he doesn't have to look carefully under the person's arms, underneath the testicles, or let's say in the folds of the flesh. He doesn't have to worry about that. Even if the guy turns into completely white. His normal appearance, normal look. Even if he turns completely white. So how does a person who's supposed to get checked for tzaras stand before a Kohen? So if it's a man near Aram, he's naked. If Omek Odor Kumos Exasim, it looks like someone who is plowing or someone who's harvesting olives. Then Ishahi, if she is a woman, near Esarimah, she appears naked. Vyoshevis Korecha Sukmanika Zvana. So she sits on the ground like someone who is, let's say, kneading dough, Kumanika Zvana, nursing a son, Ukoreges Beomadim, or someone who's weaving, Shemagbez Yada Yamanis, Ayamanis, that she basically raises her right arm, and she Yigala Beis HaShechi until you see her underarm. So if the blemish appears when they're standing, or raise a tame, they may not erabah hen because she on them not doesn't appear when they are standing. Ain't his cock and low, so then you don't push the point. So too the way a person stands when it comes to be checked for blemish, so too for shaving. If you don't see any hair on his body, when he's standing, so when the man or women in their respective positions, if you don't see any hair, then we'll say that shaving was good. The coin does not have to go ahead and check other areas. There's still hair there. Even though you have to shave the entire body. Okay, that ends Parak Test, and we'll continue Parak Yud next time.